ABC Radio Australia.
Indonesia's president has ordered police and military to catch all of those involved in the killing of more than 30 construction workers in Papua province earlier this week. It's been described as possibly the worst violence in decades in what's been an ongoing conflict between pro-independence West Papua supporters and the Indonesian government. Armed men, believed to be part of a separatist group linked to the Free Papua movement, stormed a government-owned road building project, killing dozens of Indonesian workers. Now, Benny Wender is the chairman of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua. Well, he doesn't condone the violence. He told me that the armed men, who he describes as the West Papuan military, are there to defend their sovereignty. We spoke a short time ago.
West Papua military, military people who believe that just like those Indonesian military, protecting the land and, their lands and the nations, and also Indonesian military are the police and, are there. And I always call, West Papua military always a home guard, and they defend themselves, defend their land, defend their, forests and mountains. And, they defend our political right and our sovereignty right. And for decades, nearly five decades. So, yeah, that's my view on what's going on.
So in this case, where more than 30 people were killed, is that something that you actually support when you say that the West Papuan military are there to protect their land, etc.?
No, I'm not saying that. But what's happening now related to the 1st of December is hundreds of thousands of the West Papuan came out, including West Papua Indonesian citizens across the archipelago, and some of them Indonesian military beating their own people. And this is Indonesian military and police and government are worried, the concern. And then this is same time this is happening, because we know that for sure Indonesia knows that as ordinary people coming out on the street, and that's great danger and their sovereignty. That's what they are seeing. So that's why this is why now happen, and that is my view. This is what happening, and I'm sure that in West Papua military wing, there is different source coming out. But I, as the political leader, and I'm a leader whole West Papua, which is inside and West Papua and outside. I'm speaking the since that we form United Liberation Movement as the political organization to bring all those faction groups. Now, I'm saying that we already declared a peacefully mean to solve this West Papua issue with Indonesia government, hold a referendum for West Papua, and people give the West Papuan people choose whether they want to stay with Indonesia or they want to free. That the UNWP are campaigning for the internationally and diplomatically to engage the United Nations, for example, and Human Rights Council, for example. And we also calling for Indonesia allow UN fact-finding visiting in West Papua. And that is the 1st of December I'm announcing. But at the same time, this is happening.
Well, you say, yes, you want to resolve this peacefully, but surely this latest incident where people were killed goes against that. Do you think that these killings will harm you and your group and what you believe in and what you're standing for?
That's correct.
And so what do you make of the response from the Indonesian President Joko Widodo? He's come out, passed on his condolences, and he's also ordered the military and police to catch all of those involved. But he's also said that he wants to kind of step up the infrastructure construction in the area, in fact wanting to ramp up, I think, development to say, well, that's what we need in this situation.
Yeah, he's rightful to claim that, this is because of killing. I'm calling for the Indonesian president and the government of Indonesia. We have to, solve this problem through the international mechanism to sort it out. Indonesia reluctant, and they trying to impose the development and accelerate development infrastructure. You can't build the infrastructure on top of the suffering of the people of West Papua.